Welcome to the Pride of West London post-Reading podcast. We're just shivering outside the Majeski. Brentford have won 1-0, fully deserved.
UBs.
Yeah, we've Reading had a few moments near the end. They could have equalised, but from start to finish, pretty much it was Brentford in control. Game we came here hoping we would win. Didn't have to win. We had to win if we were going to keep up this promotion kind of hopes. What did you make of the game?
Absolutely true. I wanted to see a cheeky 3 points coming back to London today to keep exactly that, the promotion push that I think that we are starting to generate now. The game itself, one-way traffic, to be honest. There were a few opportunities for Reading, but it was more all the opportunities we had that we didn't convert into goals. But when we did get our chances, we took them, and there were some great opportunities. It's such a shame. I think the highlights are going to be brilliant.
I'm not seeing the stats, but you know it does. You know, in my head, I can see Dan Bentley making two, maybe three really, really good saves. But we missed two or three really good chances. Vibe towards the end. I'm not sure what happened there. See, everyone seems to get in each other's way. Good save by their keeper. Rebounded. And he got in, you know, so it could have been sort of like 4-1, something like that.
Quite easily, Dave. With their goalie safe, it was, I think Vibe was offside on one of his opportunities where it almost looked like he was running onto open goal. I think the flag went up on that one, but we were all looking squarely at the goal. But you're absolutely right, Reading had one or two good chances. I think one flashed across the goal, but we had so many opportunities that did go across the goal face where, on another day, a bit of fumbling, three people, how one of them didn't go in. I just don't know. He's going to make the DVD for Christmas, that one.
Sergi Canos, he came off the bench. He didn't score a wonder goal today, but he certainly made a difference.
Yeah, he brought a fresh intensity. Ollie was a bit off it today, I thought. So, yeah, he came on and got amongst it.
Really good away following from Brentford, like 3,000 plus maybe here today. Very difficult to get an atmosphere going for some reason, though. It's a big... Big stadium, but there was probably right. It was nothing to bounce off against, really. It was, Brentford seemed to be, you know, in dominance in the game, but we couldn't really make that quality show. It was difficult to break them down.
Yeah, it's tricky with the crowd as well. It's a bit like that at QPR, I felt. But yeah, it was, especially in the first half, it was very attritional. I thought neither side really got going. Bit like a League One match at times, I thought. To be fair,
I mean, in the back of the stands, you know, it felt you know, dry, but I think the conditions weren't brilliant, were they either?
No, it was freezing, it did lack in atmosphere, but yeah, 3 points at the end of it, happy with that. So,
Swedish bees in the house. So. You're a bit of a lucky omen. I'm not saying you haven't seen us lose, but
I have.
You have. You have to admit this. But we are edging closer to this playoff position where we're starting to believe that we can creep into the promotion pack. You've seen enough of us now to know how good Brentford are. How good do you think we are?
I think we're very good. I think we should play the game that we were starting to do in the second half, where we kept the pace. I think that it was too much possession football in the first half, but the second half was really good, and Vibe was just amazing, and I think we can actually reach the playoffs.
You talk about Vibe, yeah, he didn't stop running, did he? You know, he took his goal well, and he was always on the shoulder of the last defender, and you know, he had opportunities, he was causing all kinds of problems.
Yeah, he's very convincing, because he not only does he always grab the ball when he gets it, he's very effective scoring, and he's also very effective covering areas for the... making the first defending very effectively, covering the areas where the defenders can pass the ball, basically. So he's a very effective guy.
So you go home a happy Danish bee.
Yeah, I'm Swedish though.
Sorry to insult you. I meant Swedish. I've got Lasse Vibe on my mind.
Yeah, Lasse Vibe is great. He's actually been playing in Sweden before. Yeah, so Not for my team.
Errors.
So working our way down this shivering bus queue. This is all the things you don't want in a new stadium, right? It's so far out of town. You need to get some sort of bus that only comes once every 3 weeks. And it's so cold that we've got frostbite. But there's some happy smiling faces with me now. How important was this win today?
I think it was very important. You know, obviously we're quite a crucial point in the season where we're 3 points away. I don't know where we are in the league at the moment. I don't know what the other results are around us. But obviously this was the one to win, I think, this season. If we can push on from here, I think we'll look back at this game and think this actually was quite a crucial game to win.
Also, I think it's quite important when you look forward to your next fixture, Reading away, you think, you get excited, you see like 3,000 tickets being sold, you know it's going to be a big day, part of you thinks you're going to turn up and it's going to be an anti-climax, and it's important when it isn't, because you think, actually, we're doing the business here. And the players, they seem to play within their comfort zone today. They took the game to them. They didn't overly stretch, you know. But I wouldn't say it's a comfortable win, but we're clearly a team that's on the march.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they can take, they can look back at this game and they can push on from here. I don't think it was an easy game to watch. I think they could have definitely been 2-0 up, you know, possibly by the first half. I think we had two clear chances that we didn't take. But, you know, I think overall it sort of proved our stamina, and it proved sort of like our grit and determination that actually, you know, we can hold on and we can push against these teams. And obviously Reading were itching for a win because they're on a very downward spiral at the moment. They're right at the bottom of the league now. And, you know, we picked up another 3 points away from home.
That's 5 wins in 6 league games now for us. That's pretty incredible. And that, you know, we got Norwich next. Is it too flippant of us just to expect to win? You know, we're going to have to draw a game eventually. We're going to have to lose a game eventually. But yeah, that team doesn't look like they're in the mood to lose at the moment.
No, too right. I mean, Brentford on this sort of form, I mean, struggling to think of teams that we can't go up against and, you know, hold our own, to be completely honest. So I think, yeah, as Tom just said, if they can carry on with that sort of determination, bit of grit like that, you know, the sky's the limit, really.
Are you worried about transfers at the moment? You know, Barbe was supposedly had a cheeky bid from Reading this week, which was turned down. Do you think there's a chance of anyone coming in and nicking what's, you know, taking away what it is that's keeping us going?
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if someone does come in and pinch one of our players, because obviously we are on form at the moment. We've got some absolute class and quality that we're showing almost on a weekly basis now. But it's very quiet at the moment, it seems. Some say it's calm before the storm. But fingers crossed, we will hold on to our key players, Woods included, and we can push on. But, you know, if we do have to sell a player in January, it's all part and parcel of the game plan. We have to sell players to actually earn money, to actually buy new players. You know, that is all part and parcel of Brentford. And it's we're a small club in a big pond. You know, obviously we're a fantastic quality side, but we have to sell players to move on. You know, you have to take it with a pinch of salt.
So 3 points coming out of Reading.
Yep.
You've got to feel as delighted as the rest of us.
Yeah, it was quality. We wasn't our best today. I think we played good in spells and whatnot, but I think as good as the result was today and the performance, I think it proved how I don't think we'll make it to the playoffs this season. Surely, because I do think there's 6 teams that are better than us. You know, you look at the...
You do think there are?
Yeah. No disrespect to Brentford and the club we've got, but I think I look at our team and think there's 2 Premier League players out there. One, Alan Judge, who's always injured.
He wasn't 2 out there.
Yeah, I know. Just in the squad generally. But Alan Judge and Ryan Woods, I don't think we have any other Premier League players. Or any players that could get, maybe, like, for instance, I could see Ollie Watkins in 1 or 2 years.
I hear what you say. I'm not gonna argue with that necessarily. No. But sometimes getting into the playoffs doesn't mean that you haven't got to be a Premiership player to get there. You know,
and with our playoff record as well, I think it's best. I can't see us getting through the playoffs either. I don't mean to be pessimistic about this, but
I watched Derby play Bristol City last night. Both of them looked average. Yes. So I think sometimes you just see teams on their day and they look great, and most most of the season their average. You know, we'll see what how it is that, you know, over the next sort of 11 weeks how it pans out. You know, but today, you know, we came to Reading, we hoped to win,
yeah.
And we did win. So, you know, we can go on. We can start believing one week at a time. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens in May.
Oh yeah, by all means. I say just performances like that, just where players can click together. I say we're gelling a lot better than we are. Like Watkins is growing confidence. You know, Josephson, who was struggling to get into the squad, is starting now and he seems to be doing better each game. A bit, you know, got a bit tired towards the end of it, but we've got some great players, do have a great squad, and you know, and with games coming up, you say we've got Norwich next.
Yeah.
You know, I fancy ourselves at that home to Norwich, who've, you know, been shaking the season and who've lost Addix Pritchard, who's an amazing player, as you know, deservedly in the Premier League. But so, you know, we'll just take it a game at a time.
No, I think you are right though. We've got to keep this in check. We can't get carried away from ourselves. The singing was, we are going up at the end. Yeah, of course. That's where fans. You've got to dream that, haven't you? Yeah. We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, so I'm not writing us off the top six. I just don't think we're quite at that level. But you know, we really are a good team at this, and just a game at a time. Just
Huddersfield were saying the same last year, though, weren't they?
Yeah, and they went. I'm right in saying they went it with a negative goal difference as well. As not that entirely matters, but yeah. I do see good progress going on at the club, and as long as we lose nobody in January, there's talks of Barbe going, there's talks of Ryan Woods going. We hold our players, it's looking good for us, definitely.
Well, I've been walking up and down the line. There's absolutely no Reading fans left here. They've all buggered off. All that's left is dishevelled but happy Brentford fans. The frostbite is setting in. There's a beer calling us. The Majeski is just behind us. But all I can say now is to get all of us in this queue to shout, "Come on, you Reese!"
Excellent.